All right, so today we're going to be doing a deep dive into the future is here, how emerging tech will change your life.
Okay.
Now, this is supposedly put together by an AI called Enigma.
Wow.
And it is it's a wild ride.
It's ambitious.
It covers everything.
It really does.
From like Wi-Fi to fusion power.
I was going to say.
Cities in the sky, how we're even going to be taking vacations.
It's pretty much every aspect of life is going to get touched by this.
Yeah.
In some way.
Why don't we jump right in?
Okay.
Let's start with Wi-Fi 8.
All right.
Now, I know everybody thinks faster downloads.
Yeah, of course.
But it's more than that.
Right.
It really is.
It is.
It promises speeds up to 100 GBPs.
Yeah, which is amazing.
But I think what's more interesting is the reliability and the low latency.
That's what's really going to unlock, I think, the potential of all this stuff.
Like what kind of?
So many things.
Give me an example.
Well, imagine like a surgeon in New York.
Okay.
Performing a surgery with a robot in London.
Oh, wow.
But in real time.
Like zero lag.
Zero lag.
Wow.
That's the kind of thing that this is enabling.
That's incredible.
Or architects collaborating on a 3D model of a skyscraper.
Right.
But they're on opposite sides of the globe.
Yeah.
But it's like they're in the same room.
It's like they're right there.
Exactly.
That's amazing.
That's the power of this reliability and low latency.
So it's not just...
It's next level.
It's not just about downloading a movie in 2 seconds.
Right.
It's really changing healthcare.
Absolutely.
Remote work, all kinds of.
Yeah, think about the possibilities for remote work.
Yeah, it's really incredible.
We're going to change everything.
So we're moving from something that's like pretty, you know, I guess
familiar.
Familiar.
We use Wi-Fi.
We use Wi-Fi every day.
All the time.
Let's talk about something that was science fiction.
Okay.
Not that long ago. Fusion power.
Ooh, yeah, fusion. Yeah. I remember like Back to the Future.
Right.
Fusion was always like this distant dream.
Right.
But it feels like we're getting closer.
Yeah. I was really skeptical when I saw this in the document, but they're making some real headway.
There are some projects.
Like what?
Well, there's OpenStar in New Zealand.
Okay.
And the Smart Reactor in Spain.
They're
actually making progress.
Wow.
Toward fusion power.
So what does that mean for, you know?
What does fusion power mean?
The average person.
Well, I mean, just imagine.
Yeah.
Clean.
Okay.
Near limitless energy.
Okay.
I mean, this could mean cheaper electricity.
Wow.
It could mean a healthier planet.
Okay.
For everyone.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Less reliance on.
Energy independence for countries that rely on fossil fuels right now.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, big implications.
Yeah. Huge implications.
Yeah.
Let's get even more mind-bending.
All right, let's do it.
Quantum technology.
Okay.
I know this sounds scary.
It does.
But this document breaks it down.
I think there are two main areas to think about with quantum computing and quantum sensing.
Okay, so quantum computing first.
So quantum computing, think of it this way.
Okay.
It's a computer that can explore every solution to a problem simultaneously.
At the same time.
Yeah.
Wow.
So like, let's say you're trying to design a new drug.
Okay.
Instead of testing thousands of combinations.
Right.
A quantum computer could analyze them all at once.
Oh, wow.
And figure out which one works best.
So, like, instead of having to test on thousands of people or whatever.
Yeah, you could potentially just run it through the quantum computer.
So this could change medicine.
I mean,
material science.
It could revolutionize so many fields.
Wow.
I mean, scientists are already using quantum computers to simulate molecular interactions, which could lead to personalized medicine.
Wow.
Tailored to your genetic makeup.
So like medicine that's made for me.
Yeah, exactly.
Based on my DNA.
Exactly.
That's amazing.
It's pretty wild.
So quantum computing is about...
It's about solving problems in a whole new way.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about quantum sensing?
So quantum sensing is all about building super precise sensors.
Okay.
Using quantum mechanics.
Like what kind of...
So imagine sensors that can detect diseases like super early.
Wow.
Or GPS systems that are so accurate that self-driving cars can navigate perfectly.
Even in a city.
Even in like really dense urban environments.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
So it's all about...
Quantum sensing is about getting really detailed information about the world around us.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And it's all happening right now.
Really?
Like MIT has developed a 16-qubit simulator.
Wow.
Which is a big step towards practical quantum computers.
Okay, so from the quantum realm, let's shift gears a little bit. Okay. Something a little bit more familiar.
Right.
Artificial intelligence.
Sure.
AI.
We all use AI.
We're all using it already.
In some form or another.
Yeah, but yeah. Things are about to get really interesting.
These are going
to
get
right. Just like AI that can help us with our daily tasks, but also learn, mm-hmm, yeah, adapt, even create.
Well, I mean, we've got tools like Bard and ChatGPT.
Right.
But those are just the beginning.
Yeah.
I think we're moving towards an era of superintelligence.
Superintelligence.
Where AI surpasses human capabilities.
Like in every way.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow. That's kind of scary.
It is exciting.
Yeah.
But it's also a little bit daunting.
Yeah. I mean, imagine AI that can,
yeah,
you know, help you learn a new language.
Sure.
Plan your entire day.
Yeah.
Even write a symphony.
I mean, the possibilities are endless.
Right.
But then there's the question of,
yeah,
what happens when AI becomes so advanced,
yeah,
that it starts making decisions.
Yeah.
We don't understand.
Yeah. What happens when it doesn't agree with us?
Exactly. And that's why I think it's so important to be thinking about,
yeah,
responsible development of AI.
So how do we do that?
Well, I think it starts with, yeah, having these conversations,
yeah,
about the ethical implications.
Yeah.
We need to make sure that we're creating AI,
yeah,
that benefits humanity.
And not the other way around.
Right.
Yeah.
We don't want to create something that, yeah, ends up harming us.
That's a whole other conversation.
It's a big one.
Yeah, it is. All right. So from AI, mm-hmm, which is sort of this big, yeah, overarching thing.
It's a meta topic.
Yeah. Let's talk about something that's actually already changing how we get around.
Oh.
Self-driving cars.
Yeah, self-driving cars are here.
So are we really at the point where I can take a nap?
I don't know about a nap.
On the way to work?
I think we're getting there, but we're not quite there yet.
So what are the hurdles that we have to overcome?
Well, I mean, companies like Waymo,
okay,
are already running autonomous taxi services,
yeah, okay,
in certain cities.
Okay.
And Tesla's full self-driving software, yeah, is getting more sophisticated all the time.
Yeah.
But there's still some kinks to work out.
So I shouldn't fall asleep at the wheel just yet.
Probably not yet.
Okay, good to know.
But it's coming.
Okay, so it's going to be part of our future.
I think so.
So what kind of impact do you think self-driving cars will have?
Well, I mean, they have the potential to revolutionize transportation.
How so?
Well, imagine safer roads.
Okay.
Fewer accidents.
All right.
Reduced traffic congestion.
I'm liking this already.
And, you know, the freedom to,
yeah,
work or read or even relax during your commute.
Oh, my gosh. Imagine that.
Yeah.
Like, I could actually get work done.
You could be productive.
On my way to work.
Exactly.
That's amazing.
It could change the way we design cities and the way we live our lives.
Okay.
Yeah.
So self-driving cars.
Big changes.
Huge changes.
Yeah.
And this is all happening alongside another trend.
Right.
The rise of electric vehicles.
Absolutely.
I mean, it seems like every car manufacturer.
Yeah, everybody's going electric.
Is coming out with an electric model these days.
Yeah. Companies like Tesla and Rivian.
Rivian.
And even Ford are leading the charge.
Yeah.
And I mean, the environmental benefits are undeniable.
Yeah.
Cleaner air, quieter cities.
Yeah.
Reduced reliance on fossil fuels.
So it's good for everybody.
It's a win-win.
That's great.
Yeah.
And speaking of living healthier lives,
right,
let's talk about the future of health and longevity.
Right.
I was really fascinated by what this document had to say about wearables.
Oh, yeah. Wearables are...
It's not just about step counting anymore.
They're getting really sophisticated.
Yeah.
I mean, forget step counting.
Right.
The next generation of wearables,
yeah,
is going to be all about monitoring our biological age and giving us personalized health insights.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it's like having a personal health coach.
Wow.
Right on your wrist.
Yeah, so it could tell me, you know, you should be eating this.
Exactly.
You should be doing this.
It could tell you what you need to do.
Yeah.
To optimize your health.
Wow.
On a daily basis.
That's pretty powerful.
It's powerful stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, and as these devices get even more advanced, I think we're going to see a shift.
Okay.
From reactive healthcare,
okay,
to proactive healthcare.
So instead of waiting until I'm sick,
exactly,
it's going to tell me how to.
It's going to help you prevent.
I'll get sick.
Health problems.
Wow.
Before they even arise.
That's amazing.
It's pretty amazing.
So we're not just talking about living longer.
Right.
We're talking about living healthier.
Healthier and more fulfilling lives.
Yeah, that's a great prospect.
Yeah, it's exciting.
It really is.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is remarkable how tech is changing how we think about well-being and health. But I kind of want to shift gears a little. Talk about how all of this is changing the places we live.
Okay.
We touched on Elon Musk's Boring Company a little bit ago.
Uh-huh.
When we were talking about fusion.
Right.
But this company is also revolutionizing how we think about cities and transportation.
Yeah, you're talking about those underground tunnels, right?
Yeah, the tunnels.
Yeah, when I first read about it, it sounded a bit like something out of like a Jules Verne book.
Right.
But the more I think about it, the more it kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
Our cities are so crowded.
Yeah, they are.
Maybe the future of transportation is just going underground.
That's exactly the idea.
Wow.
They're creating these underground highways.
Okay.
That could connect entire cities.
Wow.
We could go from one side of town to the other in minutes.
Oh my God.
Completely bypassing all the traffic above ground.
Like no more traffic jams.
No more traffic jams.
No more road rage.
No more road rage.
Just the smooth commute.
Just smooth sailing.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That sounds amazing.
It does sound pretty good, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there are challenges, of course.
Sure.
But the benefits could be huge.
Yeah. I mean, think about all the space.
Exactly.
Above ground if we don't have all those cars.
You could have more parks.
Right.
Green spaces.
Mm-hmm.
Pedestrian areas.
It's like we're turning our cities inside out.
Yeah, kind of.
Wow. And speaking of transforming spaces.
Okay.
I was really interested in what this document had to say about the future of entertainment.
Oh, yeah. Entertainment?
Like, will we even need movie theaters?
That's a good question.
Or concert halls?
Yeah.
If we can just have these immersive VR experiences right in our living rooms.
Oh, I think it's a misconception.
Okay.
That tech will replace traditional entertainment.
Okay.
It's more about enhancing the experience.
Okay.
Creating new ways to engage with the art we love.
So you're saying it's not about replacing movie theaters with VR headsets.
Right.
It's about adding another layer.
Exactly.
To the whole experience.
Yeah, like imagine watching a film, but you're not just a passive viewer.
Okay.
You're an active participant.
How so?
You could choose different camera angles.
Wow.
Interact with the characters.
That's incredible.
Even influence the plot.
Wow. That's like
you're
in the movie.
It's like stepping inside the movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
And it's not just movies.
Okay.
Think about live concerts.
Right.
You can choose your seat.
In the virtual venue.
In the virtual venue.
Okay.
You can zoom in on the performers.
Wow.
Even access behind the scenes footage.
So it's like having a front row seat and a backstage pass all in one.
All in one.
That's incredible.
Pretty cool, right?
Yeah. But what about those of us who, you know,
sure,
still like to curl up with a good book?
Yeah.
Is tech going to change that too?
Of course.
Okay.
Tech can enhance our reading experiences too.
Like how?
Imagine ebooks.
Okay.
That can adjust the font size.
Okay.
The lighting.
Uh-huh.
Based on your preferences.
That would be great.
Or interactive books.
With embedded multimedia elements that bring the story to life.
So like you could be reading a book about the Amazon rainforest.
Right.
And you could hear the sounds of the rainforest.
Exactly. As you're
reading.
It's like you're there.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
It's pretty amazing how tech is going to transform the way we consume art and entertainment.
Yeah. I mean, in ways we can't even imagine right now.
Yeah. It's hard to even fathom.
Yeah.
What it's going to be like.
And let's not forget,
yeah,
these technological advancements
uh-huh.
are impacting how we travel and explore the world too.
Absolutely.
We talked about virtual travel a little bit earlier,
mm-hmm.
but there's another trend that's gaining momentum.
Yeah.
Ecotourism.
Ecotourism is huge.
It's like people are becoming more conscious.
Yeah, people are more aware.
Of their impact on the environment.
Exactly.
Even when they're on vacation.
Yeah, they want to see the world.
Right.
But they don't want to harm it.
Right.
The process.
Yeah. So what is ecotourism exactly?
It's all about exploring the world responsibly.
Okay.
Minimizing your carbon footprint.
Okay.
Supporting local communities.
So like staying in a solar-powered eco-lodge in the rainforest.
Exactly.
Or visiting a wildlife sanctuary that's dedicated to conservation.
Yeah. It's about having incredible experiences.
Right.
But also contributing to a healthier planet.
It's the best of both worlds.
It really is.
It really is.
Yeah.
So as we've seen, tech is influencing like every aspect of our lives.
It is.
From how we work and play to how we travel and take care of our health.
Pretty much everything.
It's a lot to take in.
It is.
It can be exciting.
It's exciting.
But it's also a bit overwhelming.
It can be a little overwhelming.
Yeah.
For sure.
I mean, it's hard to keep up with it all.
It's moving fast.
But I think it's important to remember that,
yeah,
you know, tech is ultimately a tool.
Mm-hmm.
And like any tool, it can be used for good or for ill.
Right.
It's up to us to shape the future we want.
We have the power.
To make sure that these advancements are used to create a world that's, you know.
A better world.
A better world.
For everyone.
More equitable.
Sustainable.
Fulfilling for railroad.
Yeah, a world where everyone can thrive.
Yeah.
That's the goal.
That's a great goal.
Yeah.
And I think that brings us to One of the most profound questions that this document raises, the concept of superintelligence.
Superintelligence. Yeah. We touched on it earlier.
We did.
But I think it deserves a little bit more exploration.
I mean, this idea of an AI that surpasses human capabilities.
In every way.
In every way is both fascinating and terrifying.
It's both.
What are your thoughts?
It's a concept that raises some really profound questions.
Like what?
I mean, what is consciousness?
Okay.
What is the future of work?
Yeah.
What does it even mean to be human?
If we have these machines that can do everything better than us.
Exactly.
I mean, imagine an AI that could solve like.
Yeah. All the world's problems like climate change.
Yeah.
Poverty disease.
All of it.
And it could unlock.
New scientific discoveries.
Create incredible art and music.
I mean, it's a tantalizing prospect.
It is.
Right.
But what if. But then there's the flip side.
What if the super intelligence decides that humans are no longer necessary?
What if it develops its own goals that are incompatible with our own?
It's like a sci-fi movie gone wrong.
Yeah, it's a bit dystopian.
But are these concerns realistic, or are we just letting our imaginations run wild?
It's hard to say.
Yeah.
I mean, the truth is we're in uncharted territory here.
Right.
Nobody knows for sure how this is going to play out.
So it's a bit of a gamble then.
It's a gamble.
We're creating something that could be incredibly beneficial, but also incredibly dangerous.
It's a high stakes gamble.
It is.
For sure.
So what do we do?
Well, I think we have to be very careful.
Yeah.
We need to approach the development of AI with curiosity, but also caution.
So like a healthy dose of both.
A healthy dose of both.
Yeah.
We need to be thinking about the ethical implications every step of the way.
Yeah, we need to make sure that AI is developed in a way that aligns with our values.
Our values.
That prioritizes human well-being.
Exactly.
And safeguards against unintended consequences.
Right. We don't want to create something that we can't control.
That we regret later.
Yeah, that would be bad.
Yeah, so it sounds like we need to have a serious conversation.
You do.
About the ethics of AI.
We need to have this conversation.
And we need to have it now.
Yeah, sooner rather than later.
Okay, so what does all of this mean for us as individuals?
Yeah.
I mean, what can we do?
Yeah, what can we
do? To prepare for this future?
It's a good question.
That's like hurtling towards us at warp speed.
Well, first and foremost, I think we need to stay informed.
Okay.
Read about these technologies.
Okay.
Engage in conversations about the implications.
So don't just bury your heads in the sand.
Don't bury your head in the sand.
And pretend it's not happening.
Be an active participant.
That's shaping the future.
And shaping the future.
You want to see.
Yeah.
Yeah, and don't be afraid to ask questions.
Yeah.
Challenge the status quo.
Think critically.
Think critically.
About how these technologies can be used.
Yeah, how can we use these technologies to make the world a better place?
Improve lives.
Yeah.
Create a more just and sustainable world.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah, it's about... Yeah. Embracing the possibilities.
The possibilities are endless.
But also staying grounded.
But we gotta stay grounded.
In our values.
In our values.
Right.
That's what's gonna guide us.
And recognizing that we don't have all the answers.
We don't have all the answers.
This is not a solo mission.
It's a collaborative effort.
This is a team effort.
We all need to work together.
We need to work together across disciplines. Across disciplines.
Cultures, generations.
Generations.
Right.
To figure this out.
Yeah. It's a group project.
Yeah. It's a big Hawaiian.
Group project.
Yeah.
And it's about.
And it's about hope.
Cultivating a sense of hope.
A belief that we can do this.
Right.
That we can create a better future.
That despite all the challenges.
Despite the challenges.
We have the ingenuity.
The ingenuity.
Creativity.
A passion to figure this out.
A compassion to make it happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So as we stand on the precipice of this new era.
Mm-hmm.
Let's embrace the uncertainty.
The uncertainty.
The complexity.
The complexity.
The sheer awe-inspiring potential.
The potential is huge.
Of what lies ahead.
Yeah, it's mind-blowing.
It is.
Yeah.
So let's be bold.
Bold in our thinking.
In our thinking.
Courageous in our actions.
Courageous in our actions.
But then unwavering in our commitment.
Unwavering in our commitment.
To creating a better future. To creating a better future for everyone.
For everyone.
Okay, so before we get too carried away with these visions of the future, let's talk about something a little more down to earth.
Vacations.
Vacations, yes.
Right.
Even in a world of self-driving cars.
Right.
And quantum computers.
We all need a break.
We all need a break.
So how is tech going to change how we travel and experience the world?
Well, we talked about virtual travel earlier.
We did.
But I'm curious to hear your thoughts on how VR and AR could transform the vacation experience.
I mean, imagine putting on a VR headset.
Yeah.
And you're suddenly transported to the ancient ruins of Machu Picchu.
Oh, wow.
Or you're diving in the Great Barrier Reef.
Without getting wet.
Without getting wet.
Yeah.
I mean, VR can create these incredibly realistic.
Incredibly realistic.
And immersive travel experiences.
Yeah. And you can do it all from your living room.
All from the comfort of my own home.
Ah, exactly.
But wouldn't that feel a bit like cheating? That's a good question.
Like, have you really been there if you just experience it virtually?
I mean, virtual travel can never fully replace the real thing.
Okay.
But it can give you a taste of different cultures, environments, experiences.
Yeah. So it's like a virtual appetizer.
Yeah, like a little appetizer.
To get you ready for the...
For the main course.
The real deal.
The real deal.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I like that.
And it can be great for people who maybe can't afford to travel.
Right.
Or maybe they have mobility issues.
Yeah.
It can open up a whole world of possibilities.
Yeah.
Literally.
That's great.
Yeah.
And for those of us who do travel, tech is also changing the way we plan trips.
Absolutely.
You know, book our flights, connect with locals, navigate unfamiliar destinations.
I mean, you've got AI-powered travel assistants that can create personalized itineraries.
Wow, that would be so helpful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And augmented reality apps that can give you real-time translations.
Well, that would be great.
And navigation guidance.
Wow.
Tech is making travel so much easier.
Yeah.
More convenient, more enjoyable.
So it sounds like the future of travel is going to be this really interesting blend of the virtual and the real.
The virtual and the real.
The familiar and the exotic.
Yeah. It's going to be a wild ride.
Yeah. I can't wait to see what unfolds.
Me neither.
All right. So speaking of things that are unfolding.
Yeah.
I want to kind of circle back.
Okay.
To one of the themes we've been talking about this whole time, which is human connection.
Human connection.
In a world that's becoming increasingly digital.
Yeah. That's a big one.
Yeah. With all this amazing tech.
It's easy to get caught up.
It's easy to forget about real world interactions.
Yeah. We can't forget about that.
No.
It's important.
So do you think that tech can actually help us?
I do.
Enhance our connections?
I think tech can enhance our connections.
With others?
With others, both near and far.
How so?
Well, think about all the ways we use tech to stay connected with people far away.
Okay.
Like video calls.
Yeah.
Messaging apps.
Right.
Social media platforms.
Yeah.
I mean, these tools allow us to maintain relationships.
That we wouldn't have been able to otherwise.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It would have been much harder.
I mean, I can't imagine life without video calls. To talk to my family who lives overseas.
It's a lifesaver.
But what about connecting with people in our immediate surroundings?
Yeah, that's a good point.
It seems like everybody's just glued to their phones these days.
Yeah, it's a challenge.
It is.
But I think tech can also be used to foster those local connections.
How so?
Well, think about apps that connect people with shared interests.
Okay.
Community forums.
Okay.
Where neighbors can discuss local issues.
Right.
Even augmented reality games.
Okay.
That encourage people to get out and explore their city together.
So it's about using tech as a tool to bring people together.
Exactly.
Rather than letting it isolate us.
Right.
So as we move further into this digital age,
it's
going to be more important than ever.
More important than ever.
To find that balance.
Yeah. To nurture those real world relationships.
Yeah.
But also embrace the opportunities for connection that tech provides.
It's a delicate dance.
It is a delicate dance.
But I think we can do it.
I think we can too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into the future, I'm curious to hear your final thoughts.
Okay.
What's like the one message
you
want our listeners to take away from this conversation?
Well, if I had to sum it up in one sentence, I would say the future is not predetermined.
Okay.
It's a canvas waiting to be painted.
I like that.
And we are the artists.
Wow.
We have the power to shape the future we want.
And to use tech as a tool for good.
To use tech as a tool for good.
To create a world that's more just sustainable.
Fulfilling for everyone.
What for everyone. That's a powerful message.
It is a powerful message.
And it's a reminder that we all have a role to play.
We all have a role to play.
In shaping the future.
In shaping the future.
No matter how big or small.
No matter how big or small.
Yeah.
Every choice we make.
Right.
Every action we take.
Yeah.
Every idea we share.
Contributes to the tapestry of the future.
It all matters.
So let's choose wisely.
Choose wisely.
Act boldly.
Act boldly.
And imagine without limits.
Imagine without limits.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's a great message. It really is.
Yeah.
But it's also a little daunting.
It is daunting.
Like, where do we even begin?
It's a big question.
It is.
Yeah, but I think it starts with a shift in perspective.
Okay.
Instead of looking at the future with fear or apprehension, let's approach it with curiosity and a sense of possibility.
Okay, so instead of saying, what if things go wrong?
Yeah.
What if things go right?
Exactly.
I like that.
Yeah, let's focus on the potential for positive change.
So how can we use all of this amazing tech to solve problems?
We make the world a better place.
Make the world a better place.
For everyone.
To create a world that's more equitable.
Yeah.
More sustainable.
More sustainable.
More fulfilling for everyone.
For everyone.
Yeah. It's about recognizing that we're not just passengers.
We're not just along for the ride.
On this journey.
We're the ones driving.
You're the drivers.
You're the ones shaping the future.
So we need to take the wheel.
We've got to take the wheel.
And steer this thing in the right direction.
Absolutely.
So that means being willing to...
Yeah.
Challenge the status quo.
Challenge the status quo.
Question assumptions.
Question assumptions.
Imagine new possibilities.
Imagine new possibilities.
It's about embracing the unknown.
Yeah.
Even if it feels a little scary.
Even if it's uncomfortable.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's about recognizing that...
We don't have all the answers.
We don't have all the answers.
This is going to require collaboration.
It's going to take all of us.
It's going to take everybody.
Working together across disciplines.
Whole class disciplines, cultures, generations.
Yes, sir.
Generations.
Everybody needs to come to the table.
We need all hands on deck.
Yeah, to figure this out.
To figure this out.
And it's about cultivating a sense of hope.
A sense of hope.
Right.
Believing that
despite all the challenges, you can create a better future.
You can create a better future.
Yeah.
We have the power.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
So as we stand on the precipice of this new era.
Yeah.
Let's embrace the uncertainty.
Embrace the uncertainty.
The complexity.
The sheer awe-inspiring.
The awe-inspiring potential.
Potential of what lies ahead.
Of what's to come.
Let's be bold. In our thinking.
Bold in our thinking.
Courageous in our actions.
Courageous in our actions.
And
unwavering.
In our commitment.
To creating a better future.
To creating a better future.
For everyone.
For everyone.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
On this deep dive into the future.
It's been a fascinating conversation.
It really has.
Yeah.
We hope you found it insightful.
Yeah, I hope so.
Thought-provoking.
Thought-provoking.
And maybe even a little bit inspiring.
A little bit inspired.
And remember, the future is not something that just happens to us.
Right.
It's something that we create.
We create it.
So let's get out there.
Yeah.
And start creating.
Let's do it.